Dreamscape presents A Letter to Three Witches by Elizabeth Bass, narrated by Emily Durante and Nick Mondelli.
Chapter 1. Grizz. What is she doing in there? Tanith's magic lamp draws her so near the glass that her breath fogs its surface. In her perplexed impatience, she's breathtakingly beautiful. Almond-shaped green eyes reflect like gemstones against the glass, and hair blacker than mine drapes over her shoulders, tantalizing me. Sometimes that hair swings when she moves and I can't take my eyes off it. In bed at night, I often reach a paw out to touch its silkiness, though only lightly, careful not to wake her. Nothing angers Tanith more than disturbing her sleep. Seriously, objects get thrown. She has good aim. She peers so closely that her nose is almost touching glass. Why is she just sitting there? I gaze at the lamp and the woman visible inside it. She's in the front seat of her vehicle, which pulled into her driveway a full minute ago. The image flits and flickers, unstable, but the woman is also in motion. She's not just sitting, I point out. Tanith's powers of inference can be woefully lacking. But that's one of her failings that I, a mere feline, am not supposed to acknowledge. As her familiar, I'm not supposed to acknowledge any of her failings. Holding my tongue isn't always easy. She's moving, and not even subtly, but in jerky gyrations. From anyone else, this might be considered odd behavior, but I know the woman inside that glass. There's nothing graceful or normal about her. Just the sight of her makes my fur bristle. Tanith's gaze narrows, then she bleats out a joyful laugh. You're right. The idiot is sitting in the front seat of her car in her driveway, dancing to... She angles her ear, and her smile widens as she recognizes a tune that means nothing to me. Oh my God, that's Barry Manilow. Copacabana. She bends, laughing silently, but gleefully. Then she leans forward, almost kissing the glass. Gwen, you pathetic cheeseball. I don't care for any of Tanith's relations, but I had the misfortune to be stuck at Gwen's apartment once. Every day was torture. Her smothering attention was unendurable, and the food she served me wasn't worthy for the most pathetic alley cat, which I most definitely am not. Tanith's delight in Gwen's dancing is short-lived. She drums her long, red lacquered nails on the table. Damn, this song goes on forever. Why are you
Sample complete. Ready to continue?